Globally, humans are facing massive problems that are widely ignored by governments and the media.
Like personal space invaders.
I've had it with these couples that sit on the same side of the booth.
Yak mouths.
Stupid stick figure bumper stickers.
Almond milk. You cannot milk an almond.
Hi, I'm Jennifer.
And I'm Angie.
We call her Pumps, and we are the hosts of I've Had It. Pumps, tell the listener where they can find us.
Apple, Spotify, Amazon, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nailed it.
See you next Tuesday.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Kissy Christmas, Roo-Roo.
Ooh. From your inner saboteur.
Or a poorly made unauthorized ornament from Wish.
Wish. We've got all the Wish dish for you today, my love.
Wish dish, bitch. We got Queen of the Universe coming soon.
Yeah, it's the Christmas Queens tour. The dolls are dolling.
And we got a tip spot from celebrated author and no drag knowledge expert, Connor Franta.
And Drag Race UK 3 chats about episode 8. It's heating up.
Ooh, Drug 3. And some retractions and corrections in the DMs, mostly for my flagrantly mouth.
Well, Diva, get ready to spill this absolutely boiling hot liquid steaming scalding dish. It's hot goss.
Forever.
Could I have a dash of nutmeg? It is the season.
Oh, honey. It brings out the flavor of the greens.
A little dash of cinnamon makes it special.
Excuse me, Nutmegan? Nutmegan Paige Brooks?
Nutmegan Fox? Can you please come here? We want to welcome you back for another steaming,
piping,
scalding serving of hot goss. This is our weekly chat show where we talk about events in our lives, gossip and politics. And take a deep dive into the DMs. So let's go ahead. Let's get into some hot goss.
That's hot goss.
Honey, tis the season. Tis the season for seasonal ornaments, chic scents, and lots of things. We're talking about the RuPaul Christmas ornament. Have y'all seen it?
Well, there's like the really pretty one, and then there's like the bootleg one. But I kind of want the bootleg one. Have you seen this?
Oh, Trixie said... The bootleg one is great. Trixie, I saw it because I follow Trixie, and she tweeted, I just bought 10 of these bootleg RuPauls this RuPaul ornament has a cherry peck eyebrow where one is in the middle of the forehead, and then it's got Jennifer Holliday mouth where she's talking out the side, but her mouth is nowhere in the right spot near her nose. It's very Miss Moose Jaw. She's got a contour, which is more of a confused than contour. It's very
cute.
Funny.
The
it's
more great. I look at it, the more like charming I think it
this is.
This
is not the Matthew RuPaul. This is the Project Runway RuPaul ornament. And then there's an actual RuPaul's Drag Race authorized ornament, which is this gold gilded. It looks
Glamazon. Gorgeous.
Gorgeous. And RuPaul tweeted, authorized versus bootleg. # pussy ho could never. # she is not the one of them. She is not the one. She is not one of them.
I love this too. And is it still for sale? I mean, it for sure must be sold out by this point.
I hope.
It's very, I love this bootleg one. It's adorable. Yeah.
RuPaul's already appropriating it for her own use, as she should. It's her image, supposedly. But there's a meme of RuPaul saying, I don't want to see any more H&M, that face, but with the ornaments face instead of her face. And it says, I don't want to see any fucking unauthorized crap.
Honey, I love it.
I was in a bookstore in England, and there were more pictures of unauthorized pictures of Bianca than RuPaul, and I sent a copy of that to Bianca, like a picture. And there's just so many things out there where people want to use our images, and you know, I don't complain. I'm just happy someone's using it. I'm not very litigious either, but some of the girls get mad. Oh, you use my picture in a coloring book? I'm done. You'll be hearing from my attorney.
Well, didn't you get mad at somebody though?
I got mad at the playing cards one because they rated us on the back and they said my looks were a 3, I think, out of 10. And I was mad because it used Greg Bailey's like photos as illustrations or something. And he's the first photographer I worked with for free from Drag Race. Yeah. And then he went on to work with all the girls. And I just really felt that was a slap in the face. Like, use my picture, make fun of me, whatever. But don't quantify my looks, my talent, my charisma, and my whatever else. Like,
dance
don't do that.
10 looks 3.
Looks 3. Yeah. And I'm still on fun employment. I definitely want a whole tree of these RuPaul ornaments.
Honey, cover the tree.
Underneath the tree.
My favorite tweet was the one that said, finally cited RuPaul's inner saboteur.
Oh, yeah. Girl.
Does she have one? I thought she's passed all that after the masterclass. She must have learned to get rid of it.
Okay.
But all she right. is branching out. Her universe is expanding ever more. And there's a new show called Queen of the Universe, which is purportedly the first drag queen singing competition on television, which I guess they missed my episode of the Ricky Lake Show in 2002. Drag Queen American Idol.
Here's the thing. My drag queen friend can't sing. It has to be a rhyming title.
No, that was not.
Listen here, Miss Thing. You look great drag in drag, but you can't sing. Right.
No, it wasn't that. LaWanda Jackson was on it. She won. I was on
What did you? What number did you do?
I think I did Anastasia One Day in Your Life and One Joey Day Arias. Yeah. And Joey Arias and Amber was there. Do you remember Amber?
Of course.
Sexual Lita D. She was there. She's like 6 foot something. She's beautiful. And they said I looked like the T word Annie Oakley because I had a Girl Scouts uniform and denim. And I was like, oh, really? And then they voted me out. All the other girls had the chance to vote out one girl they just didn't like before the actual competition started.
Oh, my God.
And it was me.
Well, wow. Well, I wonder if they'll be playing by those rules on Queen of the Universe, which is a new show coming to Paramount Plus December 2nd. A singing competition judged by Michelle Visage, Vanessa Williams, Trixie Mattel, Leona Lewis, and Graham Norton. And there's some familiar faces in the lineup of queens singing and competing. How exciting.
Yeah, we know Ada Vox.
We do. Oh, we love.
From San Antonio. She was on American Idol. She's worn my hair a couple times. She's an amazing singer. She plays saxophone, too. Very musical. Jujubee is on it.
Can you believe she is an amazing singer?
She is. She can carry a tune. We have
Aria B. Cassadine. Did you say her already?
Mm-mm.
Aria B. Cassadine.
Betty Bitch Slap. Betty, do you know Bitch Aria? Slap.
Yeah, from Atlanta, Georgia. She's continental royalty.
Mm-hmm. Cheyenne Valentino from Chicago.
Yes.
Ginzilla from Sydney. Grag Queens from Brazil. Okay, I don't know her yet, but I'm interested in learning more. Leona Winter from Paris.
Mm-hmm. Lavoie.
Yeah, I've known about Lavoie for a while. Okay. She's an England queen. She does the gigs.
Matante Alex. Nova Czar.
Mm-hmm. Ronnie Kohiner.
Regina Vosse.
And Woo Woo.
That's a good ass drag name. That is the best drag name I think I've ever heard.
Woo woo.
Woo woo, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's
bitch. God damn. That is a good drag name.
It is pretty good.
Even babies can say it.
Woo woo.
I mean, woo woo.
Woo woo.
That is a good ass drag name. Will we be covering this on Race Chaser? I mean,
I think I don't know how we can not talk about drag
that's
happening in the world on such a national level, especially since Paramount Plus won't let me cancel my fucking subscription. Like, come on.
Blues?
Well, now you've got something to watch on.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm confused because there's many drag queens out there who are also great singers, and I didn't see an open call posted for this.
So it was handpicked. It was hand casted. What's wrong with that?
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
maybe next year they'll do like a going to Hollywood, you know, like a big group audition.
Yeah, I would have loved to have seen the auditions and stuff before these 12, like a casting call for sure.
Yeah.
Just making these drag queens do happy birthday, which is a number Jujubee does at shows and counts as a number.
Okay.
It's happened. For my second number, I'll be doing happy birthday. Do we have any birthdays in the audience? Perfect.
We will be watching and talking about it.
We'll definitely be watching and we'll be definitely talking about it. It remains to be seen how much we're talking about it, if it'll be a segment, if it will get its own show.
If
the chop will also review Queen of the Universe, we'll be talking about season 7.2.
I mean, where's Tina Burner? That's all I'm wondering.
Where's
Jan? Where's Laguna?
Where's Jan?
Where are the girls that we know as singers from Drag Race? Where's Adore? The singers. Like, what? Where are the singers? You know,
I have a feeling these girls are all going to be amazing singers. I mean,
where's Conchita? Why isn't she a judge? Like, what the fuck does Leona Lewis know about drag? Where is Conchita as a judge? She won fucking Eurovision.
Leona Lewis knows a lot about singing and the singing industry.
I don't care. I want drag queens judging drag queens. I don't want straight people profiting off of drag queens and telling us what to do, and fratty old white lady she wants to talk about something. You know, that's Vita Boheme, not Leona Lewis. But still, you know, I want drag queens in drag queen positions of power. Vanessa Williams, great. Happy for her. Love her. But why don't we have, like, someone like, you know, Vanity or...
Trixie
like
Mattel
Peaches
is on
Price.
The judging panel, which is a big deal.
Yeah, she's one out of five people that's top lining the show. And it's a show about drag queens, and only one drag queen is in a position of power. I see that as kind of like a stunt, you know. This is a stunt. Let's see how it does. Let's talk about it and stuff. But like, I'm not going to just sit here and say, oh, yeah, we're so happy there's drag programming, when only one out of five people, literally 20% of the headlining names, are not drag queens or, you know, drag orientated. Graham Norton, he's gay. Has he done drag? I'm sure he has, but it irks me a little bit. That's all. I'm still going to watch it.
I
need something to complain about.
I can't wait to see how this show turns out, and we will definitely be watching. Murphy and Peepers are doing
a promo
holiday.
Picture.
Yeah, Murphy and Peepers are doing a holiday show tour. You're going to be part of that, aren't you?
Mm-hmm. I am. I'm on the last 12 dates. I think I start in Oklahoma and work my way all the way through Savannah. There's lots of great girls on it.
Do you know what you're going to perform?
Yeah, I have. Christmas is my favorite time of year because I have like some great Christmas songs. I have Ho 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 Ho. I have Christmas Sweater with y'all. I have Bring Me a Man with y'all. I have the DWB Christmas song, which is great. I have a couple ideas, definitely.
A few things in the bag.
A few things up my wizard sleeve.
Yeah.
Which I also call my anus. So Shay is doing the Where's My Background Singers, Patti LaBelle. No, next card, baby, next card. Which is also something that Jinx is doing in, Jinx is doing a cue card number in her holiday show with Dayla too. And it's so funny. I saw that in, where am I? Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
I saw it in Edinburgh. Obsessed. I think it's Edinburgh. I love those divas. Is it Edinburgh? No. But there's not enough letters for borough. I know how to spell borough. And this is Berg, like Pittsburgh.
Yeah, but you know how those people talk over there.
No. Just because they say it wrong, just say because they say their town's name wrong doesn't mean I have to, honey. Okay. But Jinx and Dayla's Christmas show is amazing. Check it out. It's going to start touring the U.S. soon if you're over there. But it's in the U.K. right now. And it's so funny.
Yes, absolutely.
Are you doing a show too?
Yes, we have opened Head Over Heels at the Pasadena Playhouse officially. Very exciting.
Did you have fun?
I had so much fun. You should come see it when you're back. Is that possible?
I definitely will. I'm coming. Okay. I love your cloud gown, your opening night gown.
Oh, thank you so much.
Gowns.
I appreciate it.
Are you wearing a bus driver in the show?
No. Why do you ask?
I thought you had a short red wig on.
It's not short. It's an updo. Updo.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a really beautiful unit. I don't know if you can, you obviously can't tell from whatever pictures you've seen, but.
The beauty can't be captured, obviously. She's not a captive beauty.
The reviews are in. The reviews.
Did you write them?
One of the reviews said that one of the reviews was really cunty. Like, theater reviewers are so rude and shady and horrible. One of the reviews said that I was a drag queen. So, like, I brought drag. I don't know the exact wording, but it was like she brought her like drag thing to it. I'm like, okay, yes. And the other one said I had Joan Crawford like archness, which I love. And that was just about my eyebrows. So
that's great. I read one review about Death Drop on tour, and it's the only one that I read. And scrolling, talk about Vinegar, talk about all the funny things, the drag kings killing it, Georgia Frost and Richard Energy. And then it says, the American queens were the weakest of the bunch. And I was like, why did I want to start to read this?
Not really? Just the American queens.
The American queens are the weakest of the bunch. I was like, I'm not going to read anymore. We got one more city. We're in Birmingham if you want to come see it. But until then, we're going to take a break.
Okay. But why don't we listen to this Rainbow Spotlight? This is a song by Victoria Williams featuring Honey Davenport. Hello, Honey Davenport, friend of the pod. And this is called Blacknificent.
Exquisite queen, you're heard and seen in living color on the street, back up the groove. Let them see black history. Pick the lock and turn the key, DJ the tune. What's that tune on your soul? Don't need to lose control. Girl, you're fine. Your fish don't ever stop. Just let your colors pop. You were born divine. You were born magnificent. We are past and we are present.
Imagine upgrading your wardrobe with luxury essentials at unbeatable prices.
Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high-quality items priced within reach.
Mama, okay, so what they do is they send us some credits so we can go on their website and buy some items. I bought this pullover, like, this sweatshirt, and now it's like my favorite thing to wear. I literally wear it all the time. It's like so cute.
I've been wearing Quince at least a couple times a week because these basics are so comfortable and I love them. I was just like, that goes with everything. Let's wear it.
Exactly.
There's 100% Mongolian cashmere sweater from $50, washable silk tops and dresses, organic cotton sweaters, and 14 karat gold jewelry.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
Now, Quince offers a range of high-quality items at prices within reach. And Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes.
Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/drag.
Drag.
For free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/drag and get free shipping and 365-day return.
quince.com/drag.
Drag.
Do you love anime, gaming, movies, and discovering how your favorite pop culture affects everything you do? Then join us on Crunchyroll Presents The Anime Effect. I'm Nick Friedman.
I'm Lee Alec Murray.
And I'm Leah President. Every week you can listen in while we break down the latest pop culture news and dish on what new releases we can't get enough of.
Whether you love movies, I'm going to tell you all about the hopeful 4K re-release of Tron Legacy that happens.
I'm right there with you. Or music. The music in this show is absolutely incredible.
Or anime. Yeah. And under this mask is another mask.
You can discover your new favorites right here on The Anime Effect.
Listen every Friday wherever you get your podcasts and watch full video episodes on Crunchyroll or on the Crunchyroll YouTube channel.
Oh my gosh, get the mop. Something spilled.
Get the mop.
The ceiling is leaking again in the guest dressing room.
We've been using the production wigs.
Oh my gosh. You know, we've been doing these tip spots for years. Here at Tentacles. Tentacles Fort Lauderdale. We have been doing these tip spots for years. Never once has a girl wanted to do a book reading on stage. It is 12:45 by the time she goes on stage. She wants to bring the show to... She wants to do a book reading on stage. I said, fine. Just do it.
I said, some girls choose looks. Some girls choose books.
We are so excited for our tip spot today. YouTube maven literary icon.
Scribe. Scribe. Renaissance person.
Please welcome to the stage, Connor Franta.
Thank you. A maven. I love it.
A maven.
Now, yeah. We want to set the stage for everybody.
Painted by maven.
We're in full drag right now, of course. Yeah. Alaska and I pulled up on coordinating jet skis. We're the Franta girls. We have bubbly sodas. I'm grape. You are boysenberry Franta, I'm sure. And I'm not sure what flavor Connor is.
Poisonberry.
I'm probably some generic orange Fanta or something.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah, just hanging in there barely.
You are okay. Why don't we start for my mom, because my mom listens to this podcast. Okay.
Mine probably will too.
Okay,
hi,
great.
Pam.
Tell my mom who you are and about your trajectory and how you got to where you are right now.
Fully. Yeah, it's
what's your hourly? Do you do oral, just anal?
Oh my god. Sorry, mom.
I'm a lady of the night. Yeah, sorry to mine too. So for all the parents and adults out there, I am what is called a YouTuber. I started making YouTube videos on YouTube.com, which is a website for video hosting.
I've heard of that. Is that like Facebook?
Well, we don't like to associate with the Zuck, but. But yeah, no, I started uploading YouTube videos like a decade ago before it was cool. I still don't really know if it's necessarily cool now. And I'm still kind of sticking with it and have branched out and have written 3 books in the meantime. I own a record label and also do photography as well. So who knew?
Just a few things.
Who knew?
Branched out, things. Baby, you're an orchard. You got trees. This is your you're on your third book. You have 8 million Twitter followers. I didn't even know there were 8 million people on Twitter. 5 million YouTube followers. Bitch, we need to do a collaboration. I'm going to sign off of this call and watch your videos. And then I'm going to ask you to do a collab because I need to hit my million, baby.
Let's do it.
I want it. What did it feel like when you got that plaque? That must have been like years ago for you at this point.
Oh, I know. I remember it was so, it felt so great. I was like, oh my God, all this work. And I get a little like gold plaque. It was awesome. It was really great. It took a long time though.
I want to wear mine as a necklace.
Oh my God. It's heavy, FYI. It's really heavy.
Hardware.
Yeah.
Heavy as the head.
Yeah.
Heavy as the neck.
Breaking.
So, okay. So you start, tell us about the jump from YouTube to a book, because I mean, do people who watch YouTube videos read books too? I mean, I guess, yes.
I was a little bit of an experiment because I was one of the first people online, like YouTubers, I guess, that wrote a book, and like, then the book industry kind of came over and like took everyone from online, was like, you should write a book, you can write a book. So I was one of the first ones, so they didn't know at the time if it was going to sell or if people were going to care, but it did really, really well. And then the next one did really well, so I just kept going and made it a part of the repertoire.
Well, thank you.
You must have written like outlines in your own YouTube videos and all that stuff, so just putting that in a longer form and then slapping a Dewey Decimal on it, honey, that's the way to go.
Exactly. And it's much, I mean, everything's so immediate nowadays that like taking time to really work on something, really digest something that you're trying to create in general is just so rare. So to be given that opportunity to work on something for more than, you know, a day, 24 hours, work on it for years is really, it's really nice. It's really refreshing.
My co-host here is also an authoress.
Well, so is my co-host.
Oh my God, I didn't know you were going to say that. Oh. We're all just bookers. We books.
We're bookish.
The book club. Bookers.
We've got bookish good looks.
Yeah. So what is this next book about? Was it love, loss, what you wore, girl on the train?
Oh, it's just a little scribble.
Girl on a train.
Yeah, oh my God. It's actually a confession to murder. And so it's called House Fires because I committed a bunch of arson.
Really? I used to do that too.
Oh, wow.
God.
In a different life.
Yeah, but it was always like in clearings in woods where I knew it couldn't spread, but one time it almost did and I lost a shoe because I was like stamping it out. I really thought it was going to spread. But well, so you're into fire too?
911. No, so I kind of used it as a metaphorical sense. I read a lot of poetry. So I kind of saw a lot of the more difficult things I've gone through in the last 5 years to be like little versions of house fires, kind of burning yourself down and building yourself up into a new house and burning yourself down. Mm-hmm. So the book deals with a lot of heavy topics. It talks about depression, anxiety, kind of like a detachment from reality that we find ourselves in. Yeah. So it's pretty heavy, but
sounds fun. Do you watch Drag Race? No.
That's cute. What's your favorite color? I do, of course. I've
do you
seen
like
every
wigs?
Episode.
We do. Oh, good. Okay, great.
I think that's important though, to talk about the hard stuff, which is like I found writing my book to make it completely about me for a second. No, when I was writing my book, I found it like a really long like therapy session. Did you feel like that with House Fires?
Definitely. Yeah. I felt like I could dissect myself by really like allowing myself to be vulnerable. And if I ended up writing about something I didn't want the world to know, I just wouldn't put it out. But I still always felt like I had a greater understanding of who I was as a person after taking the time to put the words on the page.
Definitely. But do you watch Drag Race or?
Of course. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
Who's your favorites?
Ooh, gosh, that's tough. I mean, obviously,
you're on Zoom with them.
I know. I was like, well, aside from my two favorites on the Zoom call, which is it? Which is true. I do love you both a lot. But like in terms of you guys are doing season 7 for this current, right? I'm a Katya girl for sure. Love a Katya.
Yeah.
I also do love an artsy queen, so like a Sasha Velour.
Yeah.
Honestly, this season in general, like I love a Jasmine Masters too.
Oh,
she's
yeah,
amazing.
Gold.
She's outstanding.
Pants. Yeah.
Are you watching Drag Race Canada at all?
Right. I'm watching UK at the moment. I need to get into Canada.
Canada's
who do you
great.
Think is going to take the crown in UK?
I don't know. I feel like it's getting down to the point where some people are falling off and some people are moving ahead. So I have actually no idea what they're going to do.
There's four left. I'm Kitty or Vanity. There's Elle of a Day. And then there's also Crystal Versace. They're going to save Crystal for All Stars. I know it. She's too young. Wait 2 years. Wait till she sees what, or Queen of the Whole Wide World. Who knows if she could sing or something?
I feel like Kitty might pull through.
Yeah, crown Kitty already. I'm not supposed to weigh in so directly, but it looks like it's leaning that way, and she's proven herself to be like really all around, and I just really like her.
I do too.
Have you ever done drag, Connor?
I haven't.
You'd make a perfect guest
never?
Judge.
No. Never.
Oh my God. I mean, I'm tucked right now, but well, that's just for personal reasons.
So you've never done drag?
I know. I've never done drag.
You've
I'm
never
to.
Put on a wig. Oh,
I mean,
the itching.
On a wig.
The itching
the
is
itch comes
normal.
After.
The itching is normal.
I put on a wig, but I've never done like the full getup, and I've never been painted.
You should let us get you in drag and for YouTube or something. You want to come
I'd
over?
I'd love that.
And we'll,
I'd
and
love
we'll put
that.
You up in the gigs, steal some of your followers.
Yes, okay. Have them.
Yeah,
they're yours.
Thank Fine. You.
I'll do the hair. Wait, no, you do the
Wait,
hair.
What, bitch?
You do
you
the
can
hair.
You do the hair, but
I'll
you'll
do
it
makeups.
With one of my wigs. Yeah.
I'll do the makeups. You do the hairs.
Yeah,
you got definitely. The units.
Mm-hmm. I do have my drag name. I guess I don't know 100% if it's taken, but I have
it?
Robin Banks.
Oh, no one's ever been that.
No, it's a good... I like that
Fuck.
Name.
Maybe Anita Mann or something like that.
Okay.
That sounds untaken also.
Come on.
Robin Banks is taken. It's taken by one of the people on Drag Race who was a makeover person, I'm pretty sure. Like one
really?
Of
that was Robin Mansions.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, I mean.
Okay, so back to the drawing board.
Well, no, I like that name because it is a real name. It's a real first name and a real last name. And it's also a pun name.
The reason I chose Robin is because I love Rihanna and I wanted to pay homage to my queen.
Oh, we love Rihanna.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait,
well,
Rihanna's
we're gonna get you in drag
name is
sometime.
Robin.
Yeah. Her first name is.
Oh, cool. I didn't know. I see, thank
it's
you.
Not, it's
for
okay. You weren't. You
me.
Weren't in a video with her. We get it.
Connor, you have taught me so much on this short segment. You have taught me about house fires. You've taught me about YouTube, and you've taught me Rihanna's first name.
Some say I'm a giver. Some say I'm a taker. You know, whatever.
On that,
you're gonna
note.
Need lube for both, either one.
Thank
but
you.
Where
Thank
can we
you
find
for
your
joining
book?
Us. Yeah, let us know what's
Are
up.
You doing any book tour parties, book stops?
So just did my book tour, just finished that. But you can find my book anywhere books are sold. You can get it on in Target, Amazon, books, Barnes and Noble, etc. ConnorFrantaBooks.com.
Amazing.
Yeah, books a million, books 100, books 1,000.
I really think that we could somehow work Franta into this drag name. Somehow. Like backwards, what is it? At Narf? No, that's bad. At Narf. At Narf.
It's like my Game of Thrones name.
At Narf. At Narf at large. Yeah, we'll think of it when we get you up in the gigs and we'll figure it out. Fantastic.
Yeah.
See,
Little Miss Fantastic.
Yep, there's a few puns in there like that. It's not as cute though. We need something cute.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah, stick with Robin Banks until then.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's a placeholder.
Once you have the hair on, it'll all be different, and it'll come to you that way.
Right.
The wigs speak to you in a way that you wouldn't know until you were a woman.
The whispers in the unit. Whispers in every follicle. Every follicle.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you so much for
coming and being our tip spot. We appreciate it.
No worries.
We have some drink tickets for you. They're good for a well or canned beer, but not
beer
the
and wine. Beer and
bottles.
The anymore. Wine is also canned. Mm-hmm. Beer and wine only.
Mm-hmm. It's only a PBR. It's a Pinot Grigio.
Mm-hmm. And just put a napkin over your glass while you're on stage because some of the girls get a little fishy back here.
Oh my God.
Noted. Good tips.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For being
everybody
here,
get
Connor.
Connor's new book. It's called House Fires. Mm-hmm. You can look it up, you can find it everywhere. Books. This episode is brought to you by Squarespace.
Squarespace is the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online.
Whether you're just starting out or managing a growing brand, Squarespace makes it easy to create a beautiful website, engage with your audience, and sell anything from products to content to time, all in one place, all on your terms.
We all know everything is online these days, and it's important for your business to stand out. And that's why Squarespace is really important. We use it for Drag Queen of the Year, and it was great success. Great success.
I was marveling at the website's capabilities and the ease of use for each customer.
Well, the thing is, it was really easy, and it ended up looking really nice. So I love Squarespace.
People say the same thing about me. So start a completely personalized website with the new guided design system, Squarespace Blueprint. You can choose from professionally curated layouts and styling options to build a unique online presence from the ground up, tailored to your brand or business, whatever kind of business y'all ladies are in. Optimized for every device.
And then you can easily launch your website and get discovered fast with integrated optimized SEO tools. So you show up more often to more people and grow the way you want.
And Squarespace makes it super easy to sell your products on an online store. Whether you sell physical, digital, or service products, Squarespace has the tools you need.
Plus, you can connect major social and multimedia accounts to your website in just a few clicks, as icons, direct links, or embedded feeds. And sellers can also sync their product catalog directly with Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, and Google to reach more customers and reduce the steps for a purchase.
They've really thought of it all.
You know they have. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/drag.
Drag.
To save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
That's squarespace.com/drag to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly it is.
With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover.
You've never seen a mother-son duo like this before. The show is full of wit, scandal, action, and did I mention Julianne Moore?
Something this audacious and sexy is as genre-bending as it gets. You won't be able to look away.
Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.
Hello,
we're back.
Hello, love. Would you fancy a spot of Drag Race UK chat, darling?
One lump or two.
Clotted cream. I would like clotted cream.
Your gaff smells like two lumps and clotted cream.
I can see two lumps, and I can see that your silicone is clotted.
Oh, three? Never mind. We are here to talk about Druk 3.
A one,
Drag Race, you
a
can,
two, a two, a three.
A three. Yes, basically, the English language is based on the Tootsie Pop Owl.
Well, the American queens are the weakest.
fuck you. This week on Drag Race UK Series 3 was the episode Bra Wars.
Honey, and, it's getting good. I'm sorry, but it's getting good. What an amazing final four.
They really are letting Vanity sing for her supper each week. She is killing these lip syncs.
Yeah.
Last week was the Fugly Beauty Pageant. Two looks, limited times to get ready. Scarlet Harlot hit the house, and Kitty got her first badge and a sash.
Yes.
She did that.
And it is the final four, my loves. And Vanity wants to know if the other queens are scared to lip sync against her. The Maxine challenge this week is to act in a super campy, low-budget sci-fi movie called Bra Wars, The Fempire Claps Back. Which is sort of like Drag Queens in Space from season 3. We love the campy, over-the-top. Drag Queens in Space, we love it. It's like, it's my whole world. I live.
There was that one Drag Queens in Space movie made in like the 60s or 70s that, like, I think the...
Doris Fish.
Is it Drag Queens? It was like three of them, and it was very, what, the San Fran girls, what are their names? Not the Trocaderos, the Drag Queens San Francisco, not the Fairies.
The Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence?
No. Huh. No, the older ones. They have a whole book
Eklina?
About them.
Eklina?
No, Spinderellums, something. What's their name? Fuck. How did I forget?
Well, right in...
Coquettes, yeah.
Oh. There's
a Drag Queen in Space movie that some of the Coquettes are in that's, like, very cool like this. Calpurnia showed it to me once. It's fucking out there and terrible, but great. And this challenge is very that. We have Bra Barella, Baby YOLO, She3PO, and then Daff Shader.
Yes. My favorite part of the episode, though, and this is what really turned it for me in Kitty's favor, was that Kitty entertained this whole casting agency in the workroom and said, I'm in charge of assigning the roles. I'm taking Bra Barella, which obviously Kitty Scott Claus, that's her role. The rest of them, she said, read it for me. I loved that bit. And she was so funny. Like,
she had these girls doing self tapes.
Yes. Taking a moment that is essentially nothing and making it the most entertaining part of the episode. That is a very special power that Kitty has. And that's why I think she should win.
And I also think that Kitty is the only one that brought the hair for Bra Barella. Like, these girls that are left, their hair is...
You don't think it was provided?
Even if it was, she's the only one that could pull off hair like that. Like, Ella wouldn't know what to do with that hair.
Bra Barella was made for her.
It really was.
And Vanity is playing Baby YOLO, which, you know, I mean, Tyra Sanchez did great with a baby in a baby role in a thing. She won, I think.
Mm-hmm. Eureka did good as a baby. She won.
Right.
Baby. Michelle.
She3PO. And then Ella Vidae is Daff Shader, which... For some reason, why did they put, okay, this is not how real filmmaking works. Anyone out there watching that who hasn't been on a set, they put Ella Vidae across the room on a green screen in a different setup than all the other girls. And then they were like, okay, now interact with each other. Like, so shout your lines really loud across the room so she can... No, you would just be fed your lines while standing on the green screen.
Yeah, they wanted to make it difficult and stupid, and they needed something to do at this point, because all these girls are pretty adept at what they do, so I don't think that... I don't think that they were going to have anything bad come of it. And all their performances were great. There were no major fuck-ups. So they had to do something to try to throw a wrench in it. But speaking of wrenches, I've been watching the internet, and I saw Kitty Scott Claus talk out her mouth a little bit and tell the truth. And there's nothing more than I love about that. Talking about how the food on set was so bad, and that there were there were, what was the other thing she said? She said the food was bad and that whole dirty rice joke was bad because one time, like, they just gave them rice and the rice, they were like, what is this? And, like, dirty rice. They just gave them rice or something. And there was something else that was really bad that I forget that she said that was great. Damn it. It's on YouTube. You can look it up. Kitty's there. Bag of Chips is there throwing in her 3 cents. It's funny. And we love a girl that tells the truth, that isn't afraid of the fempire. And well, the fempire does clap back.
At least wait till you have the crown until you start talking about how shitty the food was. That's my advice. I mean,
some girls don't need crowns.
They
just need crayons.
Well, how about RuPaul in this silver and gold kind of armor, kind of one-sleeved kind of... What do you think?
It's giving me Gladiator at a fitting. Like, the sleeve with the gold on it, the fact that there's a silver strap underneath it coming out of it, it's just giving me, like, we'll just drape the sleeve on a pre-made body. It's not her best look. I don't like webbed toes. Like, it's not hard to cut a toe out and then put some tape in between the pantyhose in between your big toe and your fourth toe. I'm not mad at it. What?
Is that the key to having
That's
toes?
How I used to do it when I would wear tights and I needed my toes out.
Okay.
I just don't, I love everything from the neck up on this, but like the bodice, the boob is like kind of collapsed on one side. I'm not a fan of how everything is laying on this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, she only had 10 days to do the season, so, I mean...
Oh, I heard she did all of her shots in the first day. And then she got COVID, so she was out until the last 2 days.
Oh, my God.
So they just shot it in the Y and Raven sat in, but you couldn't notice because they wear the same foundation. What did you think of these final girls' looks for the Scene Stealers runway challenge? Which is based on classic Scene Stealers from movies. I love this challenge.
I love this runway theme. I always want to ask you what you would do because you're so creative. Do you know, did you have a thought as to who you would have done as a Scene Stealer? Would you have done yourself?
No, I don't think I would
have. I've been in movies.
No, I wouldn't do myself. I'd do Shangela.
Oh.
Because she was a Scene Stealer in Star Is Born. I mean, she got to go to the Oscars. Yeah. Everybody loved her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Shangela. I'd be Shangela. Who would you be?
I don't know. I haven't thought of it. I don't know. Maybe like Sharon Stone from Basic Instinct.
Oh, you want to wear a merkin.
Right. And then have something humorous come out of my pussy. I don't know. But these Scene Stealer looks...
Always a favorite.
Everybody looked fucking great. Vanity Milan was doing BAPS, which is a great reference.
R.I.P. Natalie Dazelle.
Yes. They had umbrage with the fact that she was wearing orange again. But you know what? Take the thing and make it your thing. And now from now her color is going to be orange for the rest of her career, and I support that.
And so Halle Berry wore orange in this look. So
It's like not her fault that she's worn orange a few times.
Elle of a Day is also in orange as an Oompa Loompa, which
beautifully done.
Yes.
The sort of cage mechanism around her, I think, adds a level of visual interest that it would have without that. It would have been pretty simple, you know, gloves, boots, and bodysuit. But she added this sort of white cage thing. And the hair and the skin, it all looks really great.
It's just really, really well done. But
Yeah.
But what? It's not give. Here's the thing about Drag Race UK. Elle of a Day, hell of a performer. Very talented.
Elle of a performer?
Yeah, very that. Can't deny it. But I want some, and this goes back to the drag queen thing, the representation. I want someone to win a drag queen show who's been a fucking drag queen for a while. I want someone who's had to sing for drink tickets and suck dicks they don't want to for a good lineup. And like, you know, buy Coke and then find out it's Crystal and then screw up her number. Like, I want drag queens. Not these girls that have been doing drag 2 years with an Amazon password.
Are you suggesting that Ella hasn't been doing drag a long time? I don't know
her. Yes, I am.
You know. Oh, okay.
She is. She's new. She's definitely under 2 years of drag. And okay. Like, I would love girls that can do their own hair, that can make their own outfits. Like, a lot of these girls now, and I've seen a lot of the posts and everything, and other drag queens have chimed in on this too, like, hair by this, body by this, outfit by this, pads by this, earrings by this. It's like, well, what did you do? Like, I want a season of Drag Race where the girls do their own stuff and make their own stuff.
Okay.
No, I'd really appreciate that. And I love everything Ella's been doing, but like, I can't get in her bandwagon fully because like, I just know that, you know, someone else is doing it.
Okay.
She's employing all the skills that she has and killing it on the stage and stuff, but like, someone's putting her up in it. You know, you should be able to get up in it yourself and make your own looks and do your own stuff, I think, as a drag queen. You can. I can.
Well, someone puts RuPaul up in it and she hosts the damn show.
Yeah, but RuPaul used to do it herself and she's got, you know, we're not allowed to talk about her that way because thank God, you know, for her, and God forbid we're not gracious every single second of the day for RuPaul.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't say that about her.
Well, you know, but what I was gracious for... Kitty's Got Claws what? Runway as Rose Dawson on the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. She even brought the necklace. This hat, honey? Like, this hat, the fact that it has, like, clear, like, the see-through panels on it. Like, it's just so beautiful. Well executed. The body is right. The fabric is right. The buttons are covered. I'm beautiful. Here for it. She looks great. And
details,
Crystal Versace,
humor, great. Yes, Crystal Versace giving a
101 Dalmatian tribute, Terry Mugler moment.
Like an elevated Cruella de Vil moment. Yeah, girl, she's always going to give it to you on the runway. She never doesn't.
It's Erte and like black and white and graphic and the hair is perfect.
Beautiful.
I just love what she's doing. And I came into it a doubter because she was 19 and skinny and she made body shaming jokes, which I laughed at but wasn't supposed to like. But, right. You know, she's great. So yeah. Good for her.
She is. And what a great final four. And apparently RuPaul agrees because RuPaul does a good old bait and switch. Mm-hmm. And she tells Vanity and Crystal they are safe. Ella and Kitty are shocked. Gagged, and then she says, "You're going to lip sync for the win because you're the top queens."
So
the lip sync twist, song.
Honey,
come
they got
on,
a twist.
Season UK3, let's get druckening.
They got a twist, and they got some zest in there. I think.
Yeah.
It was. I did not see that coming. The lip sync song is by Girls Aloud, which is a band that's famous in the UK, and it's called Something New. It's probably new to most of your ears if you don't live in Britain. And they both win, and nobody goes home. Shock.
And isn't Kitty Scott Claus in a Girls Aloud like tribute group?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Which is fabulous. And you know what? They both get repeater badges. And why not? Because at this point in the game, they've been throwing out repeater badges like one of those bowls of candy on Halloween where they just leave a note and they say, just take one. Like when you don't feel like answering the door.
Mm-hmm.
The repeater badges have been very like, oh, you were on a team. The team did good. You all give it here. Take a few. Take a handful. Which is fun because then there's no like numerological thing to say, well, this queen should win and this queen shouldn't. No, it's going to come down to the end and we're going to see who's going to take it.
Well, I think fun is subjective, but sure.
Well, I'm having a good time watching this season and I can't wait to see how this turns out. So why don't we go ahead?
I'm about to have a good time in the next segment.
Okay.
It's a break.
You scrolled down, didn't you?
No, I didn't.
Okay. Well, why don't we take a break and we'll find out what's on the outline below.
Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meal. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes.
You can choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie.
Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week, like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks, and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long or night.
What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals.
These Factor meals tasted like loving from mother's kitchen. It was so delicious and tasted home cooked.
It's true. These meals taste super fresh. The food is so good and so easy to prepare. I love it. I can't get enough. Factor me up, honey.
Factor meals eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, and cleaning up. Simply heat and savor the good stuff. You can customize your weekly meals with flexibility to get as much or as little as you need. Pause or reschedule deliveries to suit your lifestyle.
Get chef-prepared meals on the table in 2 minutes with Factor's ready-to-eat meals so you can get back to doing what you love this spring. And if you're looking for gourmet meals, try meals that feature premium ingredients like filet mignon, shrimp, truffle butter, broccolini, and asparagus.
And Factor is celebrating Earth Day all month long. Look out for Earth Month Meals badge on the menu for our lowest carbon footprint meals.
Head to factormeals.com/drag50 and use code
DRAG50
to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
That's code DRAG50 at factormeals.com/DRAG50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is still active.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
We're back. Ooh. Girl, you know this is a national park, so they want you to take off your high heels before you go in the cave.
Oh, my God. Well, pack it in, pack it out. That's what I always say.
I've never heard that, but I agree.
This is the moment where we go spelunking.
Spelunking. Unking. Unking.
Deep inside the DMs.
This first message comes from Anonymous.
Oh, hey. From Anonymous?
Anonymous.
Oh,
Anonymous,
my gosh. Plus. Like the Anonymous?
Mm-hmm. No.
Anonymous.
This is politically groundbreaking. Oh, it's just someone who didn't give their name. Okay, go ahead.
Hi, Willem, Alaska, and Dr. Dipper, MD. Longtime listener, first-time caller. I couldn't resist when I heard Willem say to write in if we knew a Heather we hated. When I was a freshman in college, I found out my dad was having an affair with a woman named Heather.
Oh my God. My sister
was the one that actually first told me. But as a longtime RPDR watcher, literally since season one, the very first thought that went through my head was, who the fuck is Heather? Anyway, just thought y'all should know. I'll send you a dick if I had one, but I don't. Love the pod. From Anonymous Plus.
Okay. Well.
Good to know.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for hating Heather.
Thank you for that. We appreciate that.
Heather hater. There's a Heather hater and a Heather helper.
Heather haters anonymous.
Plus.
There's a plus. Updo.
Updo.
Why don't we take a look at this next message from Adrian? Hi, Lasky, Willie, and Dippy. Dippy with one P, so it's like Dipey. Big fan of the pod and huge word nerd. I wanted to correct a bit of fake news that Ruzy QAnon has been spreading. The term drag is not an acronym for dressed as a girl from Shakespearean stage direction. That is a common misconception, but absolutely false. And no such stage direction exists. We only have records of it in print from the late 1800s on. As with most backronyms, like golf or posh, If it sounds really easy to attribute a word's origins to a simple acronym, it's usually wrong. Posh does not mean port out starboard home, for example. You can Google Snopes, Wikipedia, most of these if you want, but did want to correct this piece of frequently repeated misinformation. Love, love, love y'all, Adrian. Wow, thank you. Drag.
Go fuck yourself.
What privilege.
Because just because it's not written down from the 1800s on doesn't mean they didn't say it. I know a couple actors who were around back then that maybe they did say it.
Lady Bunny?
Uh-huh. She told me. She did it in repertoire. She was in the pajama game before they even had pajamas or games.
Bianca?
She did stage management. She was her understudy. I don't think it's dressed
Get it
as
together,
a girl. I think
Will.
It's dressed...
This pentameter ain't iambic, bitch.
Billiam? I think it means dress resembling a girl, which is, even if it wasn't in there, I don't care. It makes sense and it's a good story. So just let us go with it.
Well, what about the one that it's about the gowns dragging on the floor?
Well, I don't know about that one. I don't wear gowns. I do cocktail. You know that.
That's your category.
So I'm the cocktail category. You can speak on the gowns if you want, but you wear trash. So I don't know. And those are okay dragging on the floor. Trash bags. So I
Read
don't
the
care
next
if
fucking letter.
Adrian didn't send in a dick pic or a picture of himself in a wig. So I hereby strip his princess points. I'm sorry, Adrian. The next message comes from Michael.
Hey,
hello,
William
Alaska,
Shakespeare. This gown is too long. It's dragging on the floor. What am I, drag queen?
Lady Bunny, that's genius. I'm not going to write it down, but I'm going to say it. For hundreds of years.
There won't be written history until the 1800s. This next message comes from Michael. It says, hello, Alaska, Willem, and Big Diptress. Long-time listener, first-time caller or writer. Anywho, I greatly recently enjoyed your coverage of the most infamous challenge in Drag Race history, the Shakespeare Challenge. And as delighted to learn in reading Alaska's new book that the role of bawd in Shakespeare's Pericles represented a sort of early point into the world of drag for you, Alaska.
Because I was dragging my dress on the ground, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Have you or Willem ever had the chance to perform in any other Shakespeare plays? I'm a bit of a Bill Shakespeare nerd and studied androgyny in Shakespeare sonnets when I was in grad school, so I remember being very disappointed by the turnout of the Shakespeare Challenge, although I blame the writing for the lack of the success. Do you think such a challenge should ever be revisited on Drag Race, maybe in the UK version? And if so, what play do you think they could make a little skitscat out of? My money's on A Midsummer Night's Dream. Attached is a pic of the dick. You can even clock a little Shakespeare tribute tat on my wrist if you zoom enough. Thank you for making this pod every week. I love you, dolls. Okay, let's zoom on the left wrist, past the dick. Oh, comedy and tragedy masks. Nothing says bottom like a comedy and tragedy mask.
Okay. Honey, well, I like this dick pic because it's a full body picture with a phone and a mirror.
It's a dick thick pic.
Yes. And the bathroom looks so cute. Like there's
ooh,
a picture
would you call
on the
this
wall.
Pistachio or mint tile?
I'd
say pistachio.
Right, yeah, like a pistachio moment.
It's not a seafoam. Mm-hmm.
The bath mat is so cute. The towel is nice. Like, mm-hmm. the whole color scheme is really working. Your body looks mm-hmm. great.
Love
and
the
thank
tats.
You. Have you ever done Shakespeare in other contexts, Willem?
No, I don't even read it because it's so confusing with not knowing all those words that you have to, like, what? So, no, I haven't.
Well... Head Over Heels, the show I'm in right now, is written
sort of...
Yeah,
I auditioned for that and I didn't get it. That's the last time I did it.
Wow.
2018.
The writing is sort of written to be kind of Shakespearean-like. So it's like written in like, you know, kind of poetic, heightened language. And it's hard. I would like to see a challenge on Drag Race where they had to read actual Shakespeare and try to make sense of it. Like, maybe even a mini challenge.
Well, Conna Frant does poetry. I mean, maybe she could be a guest judge.
Call Conna Frant.
Call Miss Frantabulous.
We're really good friends.
Yeah, we're super close.
Hey, You got me playing Juliet over here.
I'm just imagining Lady Bunny in the original opening production of Romeo and Juliet.
Romeo and Juliet. Juliet!
Hey, Romeo. Where the fuck are you, fag?
Okay.
That is not appropriate.
Our next message comes from Deborah. Good day, Alaska Willem and Daddy Dipper. I write today to ask about something you both have plenty of experience with. As you may or may not know, Drag Race Season 15 is casting, and I'm planning on sending in an audition tape. I'm not sure how many times either of you auditioned for the show, but do you have a lot of big old tips on making an impression in an audition tape? I study flute performance in college right now, and I'm quite used to preparing audition tapes, but never in full goop. Let me know your thoughts. I've always been too scared to send an audition video, but it seems they'll take anyone nowadays. You shady ass hoe. By the way, Alaska, I'm in love with all of your music and had to go to the doctor the other day because I couldn't stop seeing red. Much love to you all. Attached are some pics for prying eyes only. Hope you enjoy. Deborah Credit. She's taken us on the full gender journey in these pictures. And she's for that.
She's giving us very Amber, the very tall glamazon, in the one as a boy, just blonde, bleached out, toe-headed, lanky
she
surfer
looks like
boy.
Bible girl.
And then she puts on her boobs for queen. Huh?
She looks like Bible girl in the boy pic in the first one.
With the old lips.
Okay.
This redheaded one, she's giving very Drew Holiday from Dallas. And then there's another one where she's got a Willem ponytail on.
All we see is the back of her with this resplendent blonde curly wig. I mean, Willem, this could be your booking photo.
Why do you think I'm mad? It couldn't be my booking photo. Her feet are clean. That's how people tell the difference between me and Sherry Vine. Sherry Vine's feet are clean. Mine are dirty.
Oh, my God. She looks great in all of these pictures. So yes. Beautiful. So beautiful. How many times have you auditioned for Drag Race, William?
Well, they just called me the one time, and then I put together a tape, and then they started sending the tape out to the girls in season 5 as examples of what to do. My tape and Manila's tapes were used as examples from World of Wonder when girls didn't know what to do.
They made an example of you.
They always do. Yeah. I think Deborah Credit is a great name. I think playing really the flute name is a great advantage, so you could do Lizzo for Snatch Game, possibly.
I don't think she should do Lizzo for Snatch
Game. No? Colorblind casting?
Okay. Well, maybe. I don't know.
The Magic Flute? Isn't that Shakespeare?
Right. Well, I have no idea. Yeah, definitely play the flute in your video.
Show them this cute boy, too. Let them see this without a shirt, because you know how they love a cute boy. Elle of a Day, Pearl.
That's like the new thing nowadays. Like, it's as much about out of drag as it is in drag. And you know, don't
put a base tease in that red wig too. Sorry for interrupting.
Don't try to be what you think that they want. Just be yourself. I mean, you've got your tits out here. Just, you know, do that. Like, come on, like you gotta be something that they haven't seen before, which is just yourself. So do that and play the fucking flute, because that's fierce.
Mm-hmm. Hey, and thanks for listening to Hot Goss this week. Thank you so much, Deborah Credit. You seem like a very open vessel.
You're just looking at her ass pic.
I am.
And we want to thank...
I want that ponytail back!
We want to say, did she sign it out on the sign out sheet?
No, she did not.
Wow. Special thank you to our special guest, Connor Franta. You returned that wig to me in one big dreadlock.
Big dreadlock. Also, send us your questions, or if you hate a Heather, to racechaserpodcast@gmail.com.
Hate a Heather at Roadrunner.
Hate a Heather!
As always, we have bonus video content available on patreon.com/Willem.
Yeah, but it's not new, so you got to catch up on the old stuff. We still need the money.
There's fun stuff out there.
Yeah, it's fun stuff. Also, you can follow us on Instagram at Willem, at The Only Alaska 5000, at Race Chaser Pod, and at Mom Podcasts.
And that link on Instagram at Race Chaser Pod also has lots of resources and places to donate money in support of the Black Lives Matter movement, and a link to AAPIP.org to help combat increased anti-Asian violence.
Get the vax, get the booster shot, wear a mask, wash your hands, wash your ass, stay safe and healthy.
And we'll be back next week with more piping,
steaming,
scrolling,
burling.
Hot Goss is a Forever Dog podcast.
Produced by Big Dipper.
Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Mixed and mastered by Will Pitts.
Our theme song is graciously provided by ATF Enterprises.
This Goss is hot.
The new Starz series, Mary and George, starring Julianne Moore and Nicholas Galitzine, tells a story almost too outrageous to be true, but shockingly, it is. With next to nothing to her name and looking to elevate her social standing, Mary Villiers sets her handsome and charming son George on the path to seduce King James I and become his all-powerful lover. The show is full of wit, scandal, action. You won't be able to look away. Watch the season premiere of Mary and George now, only on Starz and the Starz app.